Now, for many of the people who come to our nonviolent communication trainings, what I'm suggesting of focusing our attention on the present and on what's alive in the other person, what they're feeling and needing, they tell me it's a rhythm they're not used to. They're so used to getting defensive when other people tell them what's wrong with them, or they just fade out when people are using more words than they want to hear. And so they ask for what could they do to speed up their ability to just connect to what's alive in people. And this exercise that I have given people over the years seems to help a lot. It's an exercise I once did when I was first learning empathic connection and wanting to improve my ability to hear what's alive in people, no matter how they communicate to me. I made a list of messages that people might say to me that made me afraid to reveal myself. In other words, I said, what messages have I been afraid to express in my life? And why am I afraid to express these things? And I realized how much I was telling myself that, well, if I am honest about this, the other person might say to me, the problem with you is that you're too sensitive, or something like that. I could see that I was telling myself that my safety depended on how other people might respond to me, and I was keeping a lot of myself hidden because I was telling myself that I had to be afraid of what people might say to me. But then I started to realize I don't have to worry about what people say to me. I only have to worry about how I respond to that. And I saw that if I can respond empathically to a message, I can hear the truth, what that person is really feeling and needing. I don't have to be afraid to reveal myself. So what I did was this exercise. I listed some of the things that I was most afraid that people might say to me if I was honest. And then I practiced empathizing with those messages. And here's how I did that. For each message on my list, I could see that I was afraid to reveal things about myself for fear of getting that message back. For every one of them, I thought, what might the stimulus be for the person to say that to me? That is, what might I have said or done that might stimulate this message that I was so afraid of getting back? And for each item on the list, then, that I saw that I had been hiding parts of myself out of fear of somebody might saying this back to me, for every one of the messages, I practiced sensing, guessing, what that person might be feeling and needing if they said that to me. So if they said something to me and then I didn't like it and they said back to me, the problem with you is that you're too sensitive. Well, I tried to guess, well, if they said that to me, what would they be feeling or needing at that time? And then I wrote on this exercise sheet that I had developed for myself, I imagine the person saying that to me, the problem is you're too sensitive. And maybe the stimulus was they had said something to me, and instead of giving them empathy, I started to justify. So if they said, the problem was you're too sensitive, I guessed maybe at that moment that person was feeling frustrated because their need for understanding wasn't met by how I responded. And this was kind of fun for the first 4 or 5 messages, just to see that these things that I had been so afraid other people might say, how different it was if I could just learn to hear the feelings and needs behind any message. And to this day, this has been quite a relief for me, to be conscious. I don't have to worry about being honest with people and how they might respond. I only have to be prepared to empathically connect with whatever comes back. And that means my power is in my hands. My security is in my hands. It's not in what other people think about me or say to me. I was once asked to do some training in a convent where the sisters were engrossed in a pretty painful conflict about clothing. The younger sisters were working in the inner city and found their habits were getting in the way of the connection that they had with the people that they were working with, and they wanted to wear regular clothing. The older sisters felt this was not at all proper for religious sisters to wear clothing other than the habit. And so this conflict had been going on for 15 months. But when we worked on empathy, and I got both sides to see the humanness of the other side, when the younger religious sisters could see the feelings and needs that the older sisters were expressing, and when the older sisters could see the feelings and needs being expressed by the younger sisters, this conflict, which seemed unresolvable, was resolved. A woman that I was working with, named Ruth Bebermeyer, she was with me this day, and she was so touched by what can happen when empathic connection occurs. She saw that words can be a window that block us from really connecting, or the words can be a window that helps us to connect in a way in which everybody's needs can get met. And that night she wrote this song.
I feel so sentenced by your words. I feel so judged and sent away. Before I go, I'd like to know, is that what you meant to say? Before I rise to my defense, before I speak in hurt or fear, before I build that wall of words, tell me, did I really hear? Words are windows or they're walls. They sentence us or set us free. When I speak and when I hear, let the love light shine through me. There are things I need to say, things that mean so much to me. If my words don't make me clear, will you help me to be free? If I seem to put you down, if you felt I didn't care, try to listen through my words to the feelings that we share. Words are windows or they're walls. They sentence us or set us free. When I speak and when I hear, let the love light shine through me.
This concludes session 4 of the Nonviolent Communication Training Course with Marshall Rosenberg. Our program continues with session 5.